Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's peace. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM News.
Over 500 foreign nationals mapped for illegal mining. CSO warns of setback in Zambia's $6.6 billion debt restructuring. And Australia announces higher by 2035. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon, here's the news in detail. Government says over 500 foreign nationals have been apprehended by the Department of Immigration during targeted operations conducted nationwide since February 2025, aimed at curbing the illegal involvement of non-Zambians in gold mining activities. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka has revealed that between June 4th and August 1st, a total of 368 illegal miners were arrested in the Fumbwe District, Northwestern Province, for breaching immigration laws and operating without mining licenses. He has noted that while some entered Zambia legally as visitors, they violated immigration regulations by engaging in illegal mining activities. Mr. Kalaluka said of those detained, 35 were prosecuted, with 30 convicted, and 159 issued temporary permits, generating 3.8 million kwacha in revenue. He said in related operations, six Somali nationals were arrested on May 11th at Kanyelele mine in Mpika and later convicted for working without permits. Mr. Kalaluka said on July 10th, another operation at Kamabwe mine led to the arrest of a Kenyan national for violating employment permit conditions. He said between February 19th and May 16th, five separate operations at Luli mine in Mumbwa district led to the arrest of four Somali refugees, five Tanzanians, and two Malawians for offenses including illegal entry, unlawful presence, and residing outside prescribed areas.
Over 500 foreign nationals have been apprehended by the Department of Immigration during targeted operations in the countrywide from February this year to date. Between June 4 and August 1, 2025, the Department of Immigration launched targeted operations in Kivu District of Northwestern Province, and a total of 368 foreign illegal gold miners were apprehended, breaking down as follows: Tanzanians 314, Congolese 22, Mozambicans 10, Zimbabweans 10, Burundians 2, Chinese 2, Indians 2, Somalians 2, Malawians 1, Nigerians 1, Senegalese 1, and Angolans 1.
Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Mutuma, has warned that the ministry will stop supplying medicines and condoms to areas where consumption levels are low, citing inefficiencies and widespread wastage in the current distribution system. Speaking during an impromptu visit to the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, Dr. Mutuma has expressed concern over the accumulation of unused medical supplies in low-demand areas, a situation he said often results in wastage when medicines expire before they are utilized. She has also criticized the procurement of medicines that are already close to their expiry date, noting that this practice contributes significantly to the growing stockpile of expired drugs within the health system.
So we must understand. In terms of wastage, I've proved it myself. I've been in the field. Some of the medicines which are being distributed in the kit is not consumed in a certain area, and those are accumulating wastage. And rather than get a strong system to mop those, to get them where they are consumed now. For instance, condoms in Northwest State, where the levels of HIV is the law, especially in other districts, and then maybe syringes and the other, you cannot continue to give it away. You have to see the consumption levels.
Meanwhile, ZAMHSA Acting Director General Jane Banda has acknowledged the minister's concerns and assured him that the agency has already begun reviewing its operations to enhance accountability and responsiveness.
Honourable Minister, as a team, we have embarked on a deliberate culture of looking at what we do, not as just a mere movement of boxes from here to the facility, but we have opted to look at them as lives that are taken care of, because our mandate is very clear and we have looked at it that is developed, and no one will do that but ourselves, and the health nation is indeed a productive one.
CSO Debt Alliance has expressed concern that Zambia risks having creditors pulling out of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, 94% restructured debt agreement if it continues to ignore private creditors. CSO Debt Alliance National Coordinator Robert Mwale says among the neglected creditors include two banks, the Afriexim Bank and the Trade and Development Bank, with Zambia owing $565 million and $45 million respectively. Speaking during the CSO Debt Alliance National Debt Endeavor in Osaka, Mr. Mwale says that these banks are neglected and do not agree to restructure the debt with Zambia, other creditors who have already agreed to restructure the debt might begin to pull out, which would entirely affect the already restructured debt. He has further highlighted that Zambia risks not achieving the 6.6 debt restructuring if it does not improve on the supply of electricity, which had affected production in the economy.
When you look at our debt restructuring, there are two banks that have actually remained outside of the scheme. And one of them is the Afriexim Bank. This is an African bank, and we owe this one about $45 million. And we also have the Trade and Development Bank that we owe about $5 million, and this is about equivalent to 3% of our allocation. So what this tells you is that as a country, we have put up to, we have gone through the G20 framework to have our base structure.
And Minister of Finance and National Planning Principal Debt Management Officer Monga Tongo says Zambia has had challenges with completing the debt restructuring with private creditors due to their complex policies that were not aligning with the country's request. Meanwhile, CSO Debt Alliance Chairperson Father Daniel Mutale has urged government to complete the debt restructuring crisis, further calling on members of parliament to offer oversight to curb financial indiscipline ahead of the 2026 general election.
To aid the government to complete the restructuring process with transparency, shift away from unsustainable debt, and prioritize primary resilience and pro-poor economy. Our honorable members of parliament in general, we urge you to use your oversight power to curb fiscal conditions, particularly in the run up to the 2026 election. So our development partners, we think the framework that keeps Zambia added perpetually in debt. Let's work towards aligning support with the aspirations of our people of Zambia, not the interests of global creditors.
The Southern African Development Community SADC Electoral Observation Mission has commended Malawi for conducting peaceful credible and well-organized polls, while also